The global life expectancy of a person is 73 years old. And during a typical lifetime, people spend an average of 26 years sleeping. And 6 of those years are actually dreaming. Now, it may seem like a waste of years, but what are we gonna do? You know, eat a bunch of Nerds gummy clusters, drink a bunch of Red Bull, try to stay up all night? All these things could deteriorate our health and potentially lessen our lifespan anyway. So what if we can dream, but instead of having dreams that our teeth are falling out or that we can't control the brakes on our car, we dream about all of the good things that we want. We can dream that we just bought the waterfront mansion that we look at and want so bad on our way to work. We can dream that we just met our favorite celebrity and instantly became best friends. We can dream about eating the best food at the best restaurants, traveling to the most exotic places. You get the picture. And although rare, people actually have a ton of these dreams. They're called lucid dreams. If you are new here, please make sure to subscribe because I post twice a week here on the spine-chilling conspiracy, paranormal, true crime topics that you definitely want to hear about. I love making videos. I've been making them since I was 14, so please. I'm getting old. I'm expiring. Like the eggnog in my fridge. It's definitely chunky by now. Ooh, expired eggnog is not a thought I want to think about. Sorry. Anyway, let's get into the video. What does science say about lucid dreams? What kind of people are more likely to have them? How do we have them? What are the benefits? Are there any downsides or dangers of having lucid dreams? And I'll cover all of this as well as my experience with lucid dreaming, in addition to some paranormal themes on lucid dreaming and, you know, conspiracies, all that good stuff. But if you want to skip to a specific topic, for example, if you're like, I already know what lucid dreaming is, but I am interested in the paranormal part, just go right ahead. I have a little chapters below just to make it easier for you guys, just to save you some time so you can skip to the part that interests you the most about lucid dreaming. So firstly, what are lucid dreams? Now, lucid dreams are plainly when you know that you're dreaming while you're asleep. To further explain, you're aware that in your dream, what's happening in your brain is not really happening in reality. The dream might feel very vivid and real, but it's not. And some people are even able to take it a step further and control what's going on in their dream because they realize they're in a dream. The term lucid dream was coined by a psychiatrist named Frederick Van Eeden, and he pointed out that there are actually 7 types of dreams, but lucid dreaming is, quote, the most interesting and worthy of the most careful observation and study. So there has been a lot of research studies on lucid dreams. Scientists have concluded that lucid dreams are most common during rapid eye movement, REM sleep, which if you don't know what it is, it's the period of deep sleep that you kind of need to, you know, be a functional person, I guess. And people will typically enter REM sleep about 90 minutes into sleep, but the REM sleep only lasts about 10 minutes at first. And as you sleep, each REM period gets a little bit longer than the one before, finally lasting up to an hour. So if you wake up multiple times during the night and you try going back to sleep, that's not good. You're probably not getting your full REM cycles in. Not that you needed a reminder that not sleeping is really bad for you. You're probably aware. But I just had to say it in case the one person that's watching this like, oh my god, I need more REM. And studies actually show that nearly half of people have experienced at least one lucid dream. But they most likely don't happen often. Typically, they only happen maybe a handful of times a year. So who are these special people that have these lucid dreams? As a matter of fact, I went to a psychic once and she told me that I was very intuitive and asked me if I had any weird lucid dreams before. And I was like, yeah, I've had a few of them. She told me that I could have psychic powers. I mean, she told me I could have psychic powers after I paid her $1,500 for an online program that she was running. Kidding. Oh my god, imagine. Instead of looking at what my psychic told me about the people that have lucid dreams, let's look at what researchers, scientists have studied and found and concluded about people that have lucid dreams. Studies have found physical differences in brains of people who do and don't have lucid dreams. The prefrontal cortex, also the part of the brain that's responsible for making decisions and recalling memories, is actually bigger in people who have lucid dreams, which suggests that people that have lucid dreams are typically self-reflective types of people that actually like kind of ruminate on thoughts in their head. I shouldn't have said it like that, should I have? Get it? Another study in the UK suggests that people are actually more likely to be insightful if they have lucid dreams. In the study, 68 students with varying rates of having lucid dreams were studied performing puzzles, and the ability to solve these specific puzzles signified stronger insight because the tasks required them to think outside of the box and break free of certain preconceptions that may keep people from seeing the solution. A 2012 study of 793 participants suggested that young people are more likely to lucid dream spontaneously than those with full fully mature brains. And about 20% of people experience lucid dreaming monthly, and a small percentage experience lucid dreams several times a week. Now, all of this doesn't mean that if you're not young, if you have a tiny little prefrontal cortex, and if you are not insightful, that you can't lucid dream. So stay a while if you have those things, because we're going to talk about how people can experience lucid dreams. Some studies shown that people had more lucid dreams when they kept a log of their dreams, like a dream journal or a dream diary, because they were more focused on them. However, other research concluded that these journals didn't help on their own, but might be useful when combined with other methods. However, I can see how that would work. You know, if you're writing about your dreams every night, actually, I don't even know how that would work. There's also another tactic people use called reality testing. This is when, in reality, in life, you pause at several different times a day, asking yourself if you're in a dream, followed by kind of like doing something that, I don't know, like putting your hand through your head and seeing, actually, that's kind of scary if you do that, putting your hand through your arm or like an object like this. And it doesn't go through. Okay, you're not in a dream. Then naturally, your brain will kind of remind yourself to do it when you're in the dream. And when you do it, your hand will go through the object or your arm or your head or whatever you want it to go through. Another tactic people have used is waking up after 5 hours of sleep, staying awake briefly, and then going back to sleep to try to enter an REM sleep period. Mnemonic induction of lucid dreams, aka MILD. You wake up after sleeping for 5 hours and tell yourself several times that the next time you dream, you'll remember you were dreaming. This uses prospective memory, the act of remembering to do something in the future to trigger a lucid dream. Studies have taken a look actually at the effects of several drugs on lucid dreaming, such as supplements and medicinal plants, on sleep and dreams, and some have been seen to correlate with lucid dreams. Those are some of the most common tactics. There are, I'm sure, a bunch of other ones that people have hypothesized about. Now that we know how to do it, why should we do it? Is there any other benefits to having these? Lucid dreams might help lessen anxiety. It's sometimes said that the sense of control you feel during a lucid dream may stay with you and make you feel empowered in reality. Limited studies also suggest that it may be possible to improve simple things like tapping your fingers more quickly by practicing during your lucid dream. You might be able to like kind of use that time, those 6 years, to perfect a skill for real life. Crazy, huh? I don't know. You could use those 6 years hypothetically in your dream to like create a business, you know? But then are you really awake? Are you really sleeping? Are you really getting rest? If your conscious mind is kind of going, who knows? Researchers also found some evidence that lucid dreams can help people solve problems that deal with creativity, like a conflict with another person, more than logic such as a math problem. And more creativity, honestly, in general. Some people taking part in lucid dream studies were able to come up with new ideas or insights, sometimes with the help of characters in their dreams, even. It's also been suggested that some people who suffer from nightmares could benefit from the ability to have lucid dreams, which I can totally see because you get to control them, not have dreams that, I don't know, a gorilla is chasing you with a banana. Not that, I mean, maybe he was just trying to make you banana split. That was a horrible joke. But a pilot study performed in 2006 showed that lucid dreaming therapy treatment was successful in reducing nightmare frequency. So if you have nightmares, maybe try lucid dreaming. Have a little diary, a little dream diary. According to sleepfoundation.org, a study found that people actually tend to feel more refreshed after awakening from a lucid dream. The only caveat was that after waking up to stimulate lucid dreaming, participants felt less refreshed in the morning if they were not able to make up for the lost sleep. So I guess they lost some sleep from, you know, the REM sleep, waking up, that whole thing. But what are the dangers of lucid dreaming? Because everything good has its bad, you know? One is that someone struggling with certain mental illnesses could find it hard to actually be able to tell the difference between reality and the actual dream, aka psychosis and confusion might result from having lucid dreams. And people claim quality of sleep might not be great because vivid dreams can wake you and you might not be able to sleep well if you were hyper-focused on lucid dreaming. The Sleep Foundation noted more research is needed to determine if being more awake during your dreams makes sleep less restful. I wanted to tell you about my experience with lucid dreaming. I've done it a few times, just like a less than 10, I want to say, times in my life. I remember specifically the first time I did it, I tried flying and it was like amazing. And I was like, wow, I'm in a dream. I know I'm in a dream and I can control it. I also went to Hogwarts in my lucid dream. I also went to Dunkin' Donuts and ate as many donuts as I could because I knew that in real life I wasn't going to gain any weight. And I was like, let's go. Dunkin' Donuts, baby, get that dozen. And I've also had dreams where I know I'm in a dream because I'm telling someone in my dream that I'm in a dream, but I don't go as far to actually control it. So, for example, I've had dreams where I'm vlogging with certain YouTubers or celebrities or whatever it is, and I'm getting the footage, and then I'm telling them, you know, oh my God, I'm in a dream, so I can't actually upload this, or like no one's gonna see that this happened. So like I know that I'm in a dream, but for some reason I don't take it a step further, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, you know you more than anyone else, but let me know if you want a lucid dream in the comments below. Let me know. Now let's get to the part you might be waiting for about paranormal and lucid dreaming, because lucid dreaming is sometimes referenced as a paranormal topic, which is pretty interesting because lucid dreaming is real. You know, we know that people have had it, that people study it, we can prove certain things about it. However, we don't have enough research. I don't even know how we're going to get enough research on lucid dreaming to make any conclusions about it. But I do think it is interesting. Like, why would we have the ability to have lucid dreams? What should we do with the ability to have lucid dreams? Are lucid dreams, you know, something more? Are the people that are visiting us in our lucid dreams, could they, if they're deceased, could they actually be spirits visiting us? What's the deal with that? Do we think that the government or scientists or whoever knows more about lucid dreams than us? On the Sleep Foundation's website, they actually have a section noting myths about lucid dreams, which I thought was kind of interesting. They noted that movies such as Inception or Nightmare on Elm Street have popularized wild notions of what can go wrong with lucid dreaming, but these scenarios are not backed by evidence. Okay, fine, get it. Yeah, I know, like, my life's not gonna be like Inception if I have lucid dreams. Here's another one. It is a myth that a person can become permanently stuck in a lucid dream, or that a lucid dream can last the entire night. Nor is it true that you can use lucid dreaming to interact with the dead, or with another living person, or in a different location. Of course, since lucid dreams feel very real, you might have the sensation of doing such things if you dream them, though they would not have happened in reality. Okay, you lost me at, nor is it true that you can use lucid dreaming to interact with the dead. Because how do you know, Sleep Foundation? Like, you're not a paranormal expert, you're just the sleep expert. Like, I don't know, maybe this person's salty because like their great-great-grandmother never visited them when they were dreaming. Can't relate. Mine did. Gladys. Just kidding. I don't even know my great-great-grandmother's name. Anyway, moving on. You know what I mean? Like, that's bold, Sleep Foundation. Who knows? Like, my dog visited me after she passed away in my dream a few times. And I actually think that it was my dog visiting me. So get out of here with that. Let me believe what I want to believe. Stop tearing me down. Jeez. Let me cope. Let me grieve. People deal with grief differently. Don't you know that, Sleep Foundation? Then they take it a step further, which now I'm like, Sleep Foundation, who are you working for? Is the government? Actually, is it? I think it is. Is the Sleep Foundation part of the government? Whatever. That's an interesting conspiracy theory. Okay, whatever. But they wrote, lucid dreaming also does not involve alien abduction or paranormal activity, though researchers have found that people who lucid dream are more likely to report having had paranormal experiences. This connection might be because people who are psychologically open to new experiences are generally more likely to experience altered mental states. Excuse me? Now they're offending me. Just kidding. Anyway, people who frequently lucid dream may occasionally experience sleep paralysis or false awakenings, which can be frightening experiences, but which generally resolve on their own. They don't resolve. I've had sleep paralysis many times, sometimes multiple times in a week, okay? Doesn't resolve on its own. How could you say that? Especially not after you telling me that my dead dog visiting me isn't real or whatever, that it's not actually her. How do you expect me not to have sleep paralysis, Sleep Foundation? Anyway, I saw on one Reddit thread of someone that had their first lucid dream and they were freaking out because someone told them that this lucid dream meant that a demon was actually visiting them. Like they were like gonna get possessed by a demon, which is an interesting concept. Like the sleep paralysis demon, that's pretty weird. That's a whole topic that we have to do. But someone on a Reddit thread wrote, spirits communicate best through dreams. There are clean and unclean spirits, but dream interaction with demons and angels is exceptional. I hope you guys liked this video. If you did, make sure to comment down below anything that you want. Literally anything. I don't know. I just want someone to talk to. Make sure to subscribe to this channel because it means so much to me. And I post here every single week, actually twice a week now, here on the Spine Chilling, paranormal, conspiracy, sometimes true crime topics that you definitely want to hear about. They're all fun. I don't do topics that are boring, okay? Actually, someone's probably like, lucid dreaming's for dummies. It's fake. I don't know. I hope you guys like this video and I'll see you guys next time here on Love K Ray. Bye.